Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The critically acclaimed Starz original comedy series, Survivor's Remorse, returning for Season 4, premiering Sunday, August 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific. The story of Cam Calloway, a hardworking young basketball star, thrust into the limelight after signing a multi-million-dollar contract with a professional basketball team in Atlanta. Among the executive producers of Survivor's Remorse is LeBron James. Starring as Cam's mother, Cassie Calloway, is award-winning international actress, singer, CEO, philanthropist, Tashina Arnold. She started filming and performing at age 4, gained national attention in her first film role, Little Shop of Horrors. She's been working nonstop ever since, a thriving career in both film and TV. Memorable roles in Martin, Everybody Loves Chris, Raising Hope, Happily Divorced, Daytime Divas, on the big screen, Big Mama's House, Wild Hogs, The Lena Baker Story. And she's the co-founder and co-visionary of the We Win Foundation, supporting those affected by lupus and other autoimmune diseases. And back, starring in Season 4 of Survivor's Remorse, Sundays 10 Eastern Pacific on Starz, Tashina Arnold with us on This Week in America. Hi, Tashina. Welcome to the program.
Well, darn it, you just summed it all up, man.
That's
you went through my life in 5 minutes. I love it.
Well, it took a lot longer, and here you are. You've got another hit series on your hand. I mean, you're coming off a great Season 3, excellent storylines, audience up 20%. You've got another hit in your to add to your resume.
Oh, man, it's just awesome, man. It feels good to be part of another really, really great show. I'm blessed. I definitely am. I've been in show business for 36 years, and to survive this long and still, you know, just have all of this wonderful work under my belt, I can't ask for anything else. You know, I'm blessed.
You've had memorable roles, as I mentioned. You know good television. You know good characters or potentially good characters. I read when this role became available for you, you really wanted it. What was it about Cassie that really excited you about, I've got to have this role?
Well, aside from, you know, I had gone on so many auditions, and it was a long time that I had read a script that was written for a black woman. You know, they were, you know, trying to find roles that were written for black women were far and few between. So when this script landed on my lap, I was just like, oh my God, I love this role. You know, I have experiences playing a mom, you know, from doing Everybody Hates Chris, but this is a different kind of mom. You know, Cassie is no nonsense. She's completely different from what I've played in the past. On top of, you know, it's more for adults, you know. So
yes.
I said, this is a great combination, and I really wanted it. So I put myself on tape, and I auditioned, and I got it.
You know, and I understand your family's sort of a source of inspiration, motivation for this role. You came from, I understand, a family of dominant and self-sufficient women.
Very self-sufficient women, you know. When I played on Everybody Hates Chris, it was still, being a mom was a new experience for me. My daughter was only like 2 years old, so I was able to take the attributes of my mother, my grandmother, and my aunt, the three women that raised me. So by the time I got to playing Cassie, it was just a little easier, and Cassie's a little more synonymous with me because, you know, I have a potty mouth on top of I am no nonsense, on top of I'm a mom, but I was very, very, this Cassie, the role of Cassie was very identifiable for me. You know, I was just able to really, really identify with her.
I talk about basketball, I talk about LeBron. At the core, when I watch this, it's really about a family, isn't it? How they connect, how they grow, how they relate to each other. It's really a modern family story.
Yes, it really is, and I love that it's told from a different perspective as well. Michael O'Malley, who's the executive producer of the show, he really has a great pulse on what the show, the heart of the show is. And, you know, here you have a white Irish Catholic guy, you know, telling the story of this family story. And what I love that Michael O'Malley does for us as actors, he invites us into the writer's room at the beginning of every season. And we sit there individually and we go through with the writers what we want our storylines to be. So that's why the show keeps this, you know, it's so current. And a lot of things that we film them prior to things happening. It's the craziest thing. Like, we'll film something and then it happened in the news after we filmed it. So the timing is kind of perfect for the storylines that we want to do. But we all, as we have a great cast, and everybody really, we work hard. You know, we do easily 18-hour days of filming, and, you know, it's a lot of work, but that hard work is really paying off, because it really is a great, great, great show.
Yeah, you talk about the making of a great show, and you say it's more than just acting. It's that you all get along, you respect each other, really a family, and that really shows on the screen. It really looks like everybody enjoys working with everybody else on the set.
We really do. I mean, and all of those people that you don't see, like literally, we as actors are working 18-hour days. Well, you know, the crew is working 20 hours, you know?
Yes.
So it takes everybody, I mean, to the cameraman, to the grip, you know, to craft services, and everybody puts their heart and soul in the show, and it shows, it really does, and they believe in the show, you know? The crew is our audience. That's how we know whether or not we're funny, you know? If the crew stop laughing, it ain't funny.
Jashina Arnold,
we change ourselves with each other.
If the crew is laughing at the right time, you know that you've got things going in the right direction. Tashina Arnold, our guest on the program, talking about Survivor's Remorse, back for season 4. And as I'm looking at the trailer, reading the teasers for season 4, a lot going on. Some more family secrets coming out, and I'm really anxious to see how your relationship with Chen develops here.
Yes, well, I actually go on a spiritual journey. So Chen and I, you know, he's very understanding. Of course, the reason, that was another thing that I wanted my character, my storyline to be developed, was, you know, you don't get a lot of black, I don't see a lot of black women adorned on television, you know. So
yes.
I said, I would love to explore this interracial relationship, because when are the chances that I'll ever have a billionaire knocking on my door in love with me? So I'm living vicariously through Cassie, but it's just such a good show. And this season, this fourth season, we have the amazing Isaiah Washington, who comes in, and he just brings a different tone. And I think people are really, really going to enjoy this fourth season.
This is Survivor's Remorse, critics calling it one of the smartest and funniest comedies on television. Besides great lines and great acting, you really tackle some very pressing contemporary issues, don't you? You're going head first into some of these.
Yes, we like to do that, because that makes the show relatable. And, you know, we don't want to half-ass it, let's just say that.
Right.
You know, we're committed to these roles. We are committed to this show because it's a good show. We got a great writing staff, people who really take their jobs very seriously. And like I said, my job is to bring that black and white to life, and I enjoy doing it. I love bringing that script to life, and playing the role of Cassie on Survivor's Remorse has been completely rewarding for me. It's the first of its kind that I've ever done. People say they wish the show was an hour. We don't. We're like, okay, no, leave it at a half hour, because otherwise we'll be working 40-hour days. But no, it's just a really good, smartly written show that has a lot of heart, and I hope it's on for 5 more seasons.
And an excellent cast. You mentioned Mike O'Malley. He refers to you as a fearless actress, and he's really given you a character. He described it, the mother on the show is a unique mother. She has to be firm, yet she has to be affectionate. You have to be very tender, maternal, but you also have to be forceful. You really have a number of emotions. This is not a single-dimension mother, is it?
No, not at all. And being that I was, I'm a single mom, so I pull from places that, you know, from my own personal life. I pull from moments that, you know, I've had in my life, being afraid of, you know, motherhood was very scary. You know, the first time I heard my baby cry, it was just like, oh my God, I have to take care of somebody else's life. Somebody else's life is in my hands. And I took that responsibility very seriously. And now I have a 13-year-old that's going on 55. Pray for us. But I have a lot of great moments in my life that I tap into, and you know, I want to play this role as best as I can. I want Cassie to be relatable, you know, and we really do listen to people when they're on Twitter, and they give us suggestions, and we listen to people. We read those tweets. We take those tweets very seriously. So we want people to enjoy the show for years to come.
Tashina Arnold, our guest on the program, talking about season 4 of Survivor's Remorse on Starz. Two words that are really important to you are giving back, and I mentioned the We Win Foundation. This is not a case where you just gave some organization your name to use for fundraising. In fact, you said lupus got bigger than my career. This is personal for you, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely. My sister was diagnosed with seven diseases, and the seventh one that she was diagnosed with was lupus. And by this point in her life, she's like, oh, well, she told her doctor, well, give me a pill and let me keep it moving. And he's like, no, it's incurable. There's no cure from it. And more than likely, you will die from it. So she just said to Sheena, I want you to start talking about it. I want you to, I said, Zanae, I have a big mouth. So, once I start talking about something, there'll be no turning back. And literally, when I started talking about it, we got an influx of so many people asking questions and telling us, their mother passed of lupus or their sister had lupus. And, it's very prominent amongst the black in the black female community and the Latina community. So we want to make sure that we talk about it and that we relieve some of the people's pressure in their lives. Like something as simple as having a medicine ball will keep somebody from losing their hands. Like, my sister's affected by rheumatoid arthritis. So lupus, the effects of that autoimmune disease comes in so many different forms, and so many people suffer from it. I mean, something as simple as brushing their teeth, something as simple as tying their shoe, they cannot do on a day-to-day basis. So we just want to make sure that we teach people how to live and not be afraid to go to the doctor, not be afraid to listen to your body. Your body will tell you when something is wrong. And sometimes we just need to stop and listen to our bodies so that we can live longer, so that we can pay attention to our bodies and stop abusing our bodies. So my sister is very passionate about this organization, and, we just want people to know that you can live and thrive with lupus, but you can't give up. You got to hang in there.
That's the We Win Foundation. You can find information online for that or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get information. A couple minutes left in the program. With all you've got going, how do you find time to do music? Do you still have the band and perform some?
Yes, I still have my band, but I just performed in New York. I did perform at the Red Rooster and had an awesome time. Singing is my first love. It's the first thing that I've ever done in life. I think I came out of my mother's womb singing, and it's the gift that God gave me. And eventually, as I started in show business, I just got off into comedy and performing live. But singing, it's my first love, and I always respected it. I've been working on an album for 20 years now. I've never given music 200% of my time, and it's unfortunate. And it's only my fault. It's totally my fault, but I'm definitely going to put something out there. I'm going to put a single out, and we'll see where it goes. We'll toss it to the wind and see what happens.
What's it like? Because you toured with What If These Hips Could Talk, and you traveled around the country, broke records in a number of the cities touring. What's that like when you get that immediate response? You're out there on stage performing, and you get that immediate gratification.
Oh, it's infectious. That's what got me started in show business. And the first time I ever felt what it felt like to hear and see and actually feel an audience was when I was three. I was in church, and I told my mom, I said, Ma, I want to sing. And she gave me the mic. She put me up in front of the crowd, in front of the congregation. And from that, I remembered as a little girl looking out into the congregation, and every eye was on me. And from that moment on, there was no turning back. I was like, this is what I was born to do. This is what I want to do. And now watching my daughter do the same thing is just, it's crazy.
A career was born. Tashina Arnold, our guest on This Week in America. She portrays Cassie Calloway in Season 4, Starz original comedy series Survivor's Remorse, premiering Sunday, August 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific. Award-winning actress, singer. Maybe that album, another 5-6 years the album may be coming out?
You are wrong for that. You know what? Just because you said that, I'm going to make sure I put something out this year.
I will look forward to that. I hope that I pushed you into doing that. That would be great. A lot of fans would thank me for doing that. Tashina, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to Season 4 of Survivor's Remorse. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your support, because we definitely need it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.